Mittendrin im Radio Salzburg Musiksamstag. Gleich geht's weiter nach den Nachrichten. Radio Salzburg.
ORF Radio Salzburg, die Nachrichten. Es ist 21 Uhr.
Bolivien. Anhänger von Ex-Präsident Morales halten 200 Soldaten als Geiseln fest. Gedenken an Terroropfer in der Wiener Innenstadt. Im Nachrichtenstudio Arthur Dreinacher. Anhänger des ehemaligen Präsidenten Boliviens, Evo Morales, halten nach Angaben der Regierung mindestens 200 Militärangehörige als Geiseln fest. Erst gestern waren die Proteste eskaliert. Bewaffnete Unterstützer stürmten 3 Kasernen. Morales will bei der kommenden Präsidentenwahl erneut antreten. Das Verfassungsgericht hatte ihm die Kandidatur jedoch untersagt. Europaministerin Caroline Edtstadler von der ÖVP verlässt offenbar die Spitzenpolitik. Wie sie gegenüber der Kronenzeitung bestätigt, will Edtstadler der ÖVP für etwaige Koalitionsverhandlungen zur Verfügung stehen und danach nur mehr als Abgeordnete im Nationalrat bleiben. Laut Bericht will die Juristin eine Anwaltskanzlei in Salzburg aufbauen. Am Jahrestag des Terroranschlags in Wien ist heute der Opfer gedacht worden. Ein IS-Sympathisant hatte vor 4 Jahren 4 Menschen getötet und mehr als 20 zum Teil schwer verletzt. Vertreter der Bundesregierung und der Stadtregierung haben in der Innenstadt Kränze zum Andenken an die Opfer niedergelegt. Viktoria Waldecker berichtet.
Mit Musik, Kerzen und Blumen wurde heute an die Opfer des Terroranschlages vor 4 Jahren erinnert. Ihr Verlust solle dazu bewegen, die Freiheit zu schützen, unsere Werte zu bewahren und Hass durch Zusammenhalt zu überwinden, erklärte Bundeskanzler Karl Nehammer von der ÖVP im Anschluss. Der Anschlag habe auch gezeigt, dass Österreich eine couragierte Gesellschaft sei, die entschlossen gegen Terrorismus vorgehe, sagte Innenminister Gerhard Karner in einer Aussendung. Der Wiener Bürgermeister Michael Ludwig von der SPÖ sprach von der Bedeutung des Anschlages. Die meisten Wienerinnen und Wiener wüssten noch genau, wo sie an dem Abend vor 4 Jahren waren, erklärte Ludwig. Wien lasse sich vom Terrorismus nicht in die Knie zwingen.
Ein schweres Unwetter mit heftigem Regen über Sao Paulo hat den Zeitplan des Qualifyings für den Formel-1 Grand Prix von Brasilien durcheinandergebracht. Knapp eine Stunde vor der Quali, die um 19 Uhr hätte starten sollen, begann das Unwetter. Nach langem Zuwarten soll das Qualifying nun morgen stattfinden. Und jetzt zum Wetter.
Kalt geht es durch die Nacht. Nur um 8 Grad messen wir im Moment in den Landeshauptstädten. Leicht frostig kann es bis morgen früh stellenweise im Wald- und Weinviertel sowie in klaren Alpentälern werden. Der morgige Sonntag wird dann auch im Norden wieder freundlicher mit viel Sonne. Zähere Nebel- oder Hochnebelfelder gibt es diesmal aber in Kärnten oder der Steiermark. Die Temperaturen schaffen meist nur 7 bis 13, in den sonnigen Tälern bis zu 17 Grad. So viel zum Wetter von Nathalie Auer.
Das ist der Radio Salzburg Musiksamstag. 6 Stunden Hits aus 6 Jahrzehnten. Radio Salzburg. Zugabe. Das Radio Salzburg Live-Konzert mit Fili Hollaus. Life is life.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen am Allerseelentagabend. Einem Abend, wo laut Legende die Schleier ins Reich der Toten sehr dünn sein sollten. Und wir haben dazu für Sie ein Live-Album vorbereitet, das perfekt passt. Es wurde 1968 in einem echten Gefängnis aufgenommen. Die Rede ist von Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Für Johnny Cash war es ein riesiger Erfolg. Er wagte etwas, was zuvor noch niemand gewagt hatte. Ein Konzert vor Gefangenen. Und er brachte diesen nicht nur seine wunderbare Musik, sondern auch jede Menge Mitgefühl und Hoffnung. Nicht zuletzt deshalb, weil er diese Situation kannte, die Kämpfe mit Drogen und dem Gesetz. Also lehnen Sie sich zurück und lassen Sie sich von Johnny Cash und seinen Geschichten durch diese mystische Nacht tragen. Los geht's mit, wie kann es anders sein, dem Folsom Prison Blues.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county will haul my belongings away. I went to my brother to ask for a loan. I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking of calling on you. I'm busted. Fellers, so young and so fine, seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mine. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, danger is double, pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
well, it's many a man that I've seen in my day. No laughing during the song, please. It's been recorded, I know, hell. Don't you know it's recorded? Like a fin with his dope and a drunkard with his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mind. And I pray when I'm dead and my ages shall roll, that my body would blacken and turn into coal. Then I'd look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner digging my bones, where it's dark as the dungeon, damp as the dew. Danger is double, pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry about that little interruption there, but I just wanted to tell you that this show is being recorded for an album release on Columbia Records, and you can't say hell or shit or anything like that. How does that grab you, Bob? They'll probably take that word out of it. At my door, the leaves are falling, a cold wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun, but I find a dark corner, 'cause I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder, sorry for leaving what we had begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill, and walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dieter carcass in that county jail.
Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hot Tanny coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, into that district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, "Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me." The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Das war Johnny Cash mit dem Cocaine Blues, live gesungen im Folsom Prison im Jahr 1968. Man spürt förmlich die Verbundenheit mit Cashs Musik und Texten, die die Insassen verspürt haben mögen. Er schlug damit eine Art Brücke zwischen sich und den Gefangenen. Er selbst kannte ja diese Abgründe, die in die Drogenabhängigkeit und Gesetzlosigkeit führen. Das genau macht ja At Folsom Prison dieses Live-Album so besonders. Diese ungeschönte Ehrlichkeit. Ja, und das spiegelt sich auch im folgenden Song wieder. 25 Minutes to Go. Er erzählt aus der Perspektive eines zum Tode Verurteilten. Und schon wie es der Titel sagt, gibt es noch 25 Minuten bis zu dem Zeitpunkt, wo der Gefangene gehängt werden soll. Der Countdown läuft. Der Mann verlässt die Zelle und geht zu seiner Hinrichtung. Der Song erzählt von seinen Gedanken, von dem, was er hört, von dem, was er sieht und vor allem von dem, was er fühlt. Und mit jedem Vers werden die Minuten bis zur Hinrichtung weniger. Es war von Johnny Cash sehr mutig, diese Thematik in einem Gefängnis zu besingen, vor den Gefangenen, die zum Teil sehr lange Haftstrafen abzusitzen hatten. Er gehört damit sicher zu einem der Höhepunkte in diesem Album.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch. 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, "Boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go." So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movie, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go.
with my feet on a trap and my head in the noose. 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky, but 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to wanna die. 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you very much. I want to do another song here featuring the harmonica. And then I want to get the stool there and sit down and do some slow ballad type songs that we wanted to do for this album and especially for you. What did I do with my list over there? My idiot sheet.
Throw it in the floor, didn't it?
How you doing, Shirley?
Hey, looky yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Hey, looky yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back.
Change harmonicas faster and kiss a duck.
Going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoes. Ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York blues.
Going back to Florida. Say, I don't know. I don't reckon I'll ever go back to Florida. But ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York? Well, I don't care if I do da do da do da do da do da.
Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Hey, talk about a traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special. Rolling down the seaboard line.
Ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Did I hear somebody applaud? Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Can I have a glass of water? Let me have a drink of water. I'm about to choke up. That's cocaine blues about gotten me. We got a special surprise for you fellas, and especially for one fella. In a few minutes, we're going to record a brand new song that I just sang last night for the first time. It was written by somebody here in Folsom Prison. Can I have a drink of water? Last time I was here, I had a drink of water. And I don't know what the hell it run off of. I think it must have run off of Luther's boots or something. Is that water? You promise that's water, huh? Is that water, Bob? That's water. You serve everything in 10 cups? He caught it, didn't he?
I have an announcement here. Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, Sandoval, 88419 is wanted in reception.
After 7 years behind these bars together, I'll miss you more than a brother. When you go, if only I had not tried to escape, they'd pardon me with you, I know, yes I know. Won't you tell the folks back home I'll soon be coming, and don't let them know I never will be free. Sometimes write and tell me how they're doing, and send a picture of Mother back to me. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand, and send a picture of Mother if you can. I'm happy for you that you got your freedom, but stay with me just another minute or so. After all this sweat and blood together, who'll be my fighting partner when you go?
The hardest time will be on Sunday morning. Church bells will ring on Heaven Hill, Heaven Hill. Please ask Reverend Garrett to pray for me and send a picture of Mother, if you will. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand and send a picture of Mother, if you can. There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time staring at the wall, staring at the wall. As he looked at the wall, so strong and tall, you could hear him softly curse. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. Well, the warden walked by and said, son, don't try. I'd hate to see you fall, for there is no doubt they'll carry you out if you ever touch that wall, if you ever touch that wall. Well, a year went by since then, and that's the truth. Well, the year's gone, them mean bastards, ain't they? Well, a year's gone by since he made his try, but I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died. But he never made that wall, never made that wall. Well, there's never been a man ever shook this can, but I know a man who tried. The newspapers called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide. Well, we would like to, I'd like to do a couple of love songs here for you. Now, one, you know, the man's best friend is his dog, if he's got nothing else. And, this song is about a dog. Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog. I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground if you don't stay out of my hen house. You dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. From the back door of your life, you swept me out, dear. In the breadline of your dreams, I lost my place. At the table of your love, I got to brush off. At the Indianapolis of your heart, I lost the race. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. Oh. In a theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. In the garbage disposal of your dreams, I've been ground up, dear. On the river of your plans, I'm up the creek. Up the elevator of your future, I've been shafted. On the calendar of your events, I'm last week. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Last time we were here at Folsom Prison, they were hanging Joe Bean. Is Joe still here? Joe Bean. Hang the son of a bitch anyway, right?
Well, they're hanging Joe Bean this morning for killing a man in Arkansas. Funny thing about it, Joe Bean has never been to Arkansas. On top of that, Joe Bean never heard of the man. In fact, today is Joe Bean's 20th birthday. See through the prison bars, Joe Bean. See where the gallows stand. Just 20 short years from the day you were born, you died by the hangman's hand. Yes, they're hanging Joe Bean this morning for a shooting that he never did. He killed 20 men by the time he was 10. He was an unruly kid. Yes, they're hanging Joe Bean for the one shooting that Joe Bean never did. Well, Joe, your mother is at the Capitol asking the governor for a stay. And it's hard on her because she knows where you were on that particular day. You were working, Joe Bean, hardworking, robbing the Santa Fe. Well, the telegraph wires are humming. Hear the governor's words come through. He said, I can't set you free. It's not up to me, but this much, Joe Bean, I'll do. I'll join your mother in extending birthday greetings to you. Happy birthday, Joe Bean. All right. June Carter. Let's get June out of here. June. Let's get June Carter and the Tennessee Three back out right now. Hey, will you sing a song with me?
I'd be very pleased to sing a song
sure
with you.
Sure look nice.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back in Folsom.
Well, I like to... I like to watch you talk.
I'm talking with my mouth. This way
all
up
right,
here.
Let's
we got married in a fever. Hotter than a Pepsi crowd. We've been talking about around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Let's go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck yourself. Don't play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Balls, Jackson.
See if I can.
Well, when I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me
them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn a loose of my coat. I'm going to Jackson.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened just to hear the words a dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison out in Frisco. For 10 long years I paid for what I'd done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my Rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell him I said thanks for waiting for me. Tell my boy to help his mom at home. Tell my Rose to try to find another, 'cause it ain't right that she should live alone. Mister, here's a bag with all my money. It won't last them long the way it goes. God bless you for finding me this morning. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail.
Oh boy.
On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chained around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders.
And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. On a Thursday, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
Hey, this microphone's got a screw loose here. Will somebody come screw this microphone? What'd I say?
Yeah.
Huh? Just a minute, let me fix this, son of a... Yeah. All right. Anybody got any special requests for us to do? John Henry? Well, let me do John Henry, and then we'll go into... John Henry's pappy woke him up one midnight. He said, before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you. He said, listen, boy, learn to hoist a jack and learn to lay a track. Learn to pick and shovel too and take that hammer. It'll do anything you tell it to. John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies. John Henry's pappy broke tail a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, he said, I'll pay you a quarter at a time. Start tomorrow, that's a pay for a steel driver on this line. Then a section foreman said, hey, hammer swinger. Said, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do? And he said, I can hoist a jack, and I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel too. He said, can you swing that hammer? And he said, do anything you hire me to. He said, now ain't you something? You so high and mighty with all them muscles. Go ahead, boy, pick up that hammer and show me what you can do. He said, get a rusty spike and swing that hammer down three times. Pay you a nickel a day for every inch you sink it to. Go on and do what you say you can do. With a steep-nosed hammer on a four-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heels, and the spike went through the cross tie and it split it half in two. 35 cents a day for driving steel. Said, sweat, boy, sweat, you owe me two more swings. Said, I was born for driving steel. Well, now John Henry hammered in the mountains. He'd give a grunt and he'd give a groan with every swing. The women folks for miles around and 30 men come down. Said, watch him make the cold steel ring. Lord, what a swinger. Watch him make the cold steel ring. Then the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. He said, you full of vinegar now, but you about through. We gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. Then what's all them muscles gonna do? Huh, John Henry? Gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you. John Henry said, I feed four little brothers, and my baby sister's walking on her knees. Now did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? Then what's a substitute for bread and beans? I ain't seen it. Do engines get rewarded for their steam? Then John Henry said to his captain, said, a man ain't nothing but a man. But you can bring that steam drill around and I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with that hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing, 'cause you can't replace a steel driving man.
There was a big crowd of people at the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, "How is you?" I said, "Pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill, I suppose you didn't hear me." I said, "How you, huh? Can you hoist a jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too, huh? Listen, this hammer swinger's talking to you. John Henry told his captain, "Tell the kind folks, don't worry. That ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. It keeps me breathing. This steel driver's muscle I ain't thin." "Captain, tell the people move back further. I'm at the finish line and ain't no drill. It's so far behind, but yet ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills, Lord, Lord. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills." Now John Henry had a little woman, I believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Yeah, that was his good woman. John Henry threw his hammer over his shoulder and he went on home. Early next morning he said, "Come here, Polly Ann, come here, sugar." Said, "You know, I've been laying here watching that sun come up, and I believe this is the first time I've seen a sun come up that I couldn't come up with it." He said, "Dirty mind." He said, "Take that hammer, Polly Ann, go to that railroad, and when you swing with a lead man, you tell him that ain't all I could do. Tell him, I could hoist a jack, and I could lay a track. I could pick and shovel too. Ain't no machine can, that's been proved to you." There was a big crowd of mourners at the church house. The section hands laid him in the sand. Trains go by on the rails, John Henry. Slow down and take off the hat when they come to where he's laying, resting his back. They say, "Morning, steel driver, you sure was a hammer swinger." Then they go on by, picking up a little speed, clickety-clack. Yeah, yonder a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Yeah, yonder lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Oh, yonder lies. Thank you very much. You know, John Henry was a real man. He worked on the tunnel up in West Virginia, building a tunnel for the C&O Railroad. And he was a mighty big man. They say that from his heels on around to the ground, he had a stroke of 19 feet. Boy, that's a long stroke, you know. Wow, that's a long stroke.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of golden, lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of golden, lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I'll awake and look around me to the cold gray walls that surround me. And then I realize I was only dreaming. For there's a guard and a sad old padre, arm in arm I walk at daybreak again. I touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of the old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Green Green Grass of Home ist die vorletzte Nummer auf dem Album Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, aufgenommen 1968 im gleichnamigen Gefängnis. Und damit sind wir auch schon fast am Ende unserer Allerseelenzugabe angelangt. Diese Stunde war eine Reise durch Geschichten von Schuld, Reue und Erlösung. Und kein anderer hätte da besser durchleiten können wie Johnny Cash selbst. Am Ende des Konzertes von Johnny Cash im Folsom-Gefängnis spielte er einen ganz besonderen Song, Greystone Chapel. Geschrieben wurde dieser von einem der Insassen des Folsom Prisons, Glenn Shirley. Johnny Cash war ganz spontan und entschied sich am Anfang des Konzertes, ihn zu spielen, obwohl er ihn bis dahin noch nicht gekannt hatte. Es ist eine Hymne an die Zuversicht und den Glauben. Für den Insassen Glenn Shirley, der bis dahin ein unsichtbarer Gefangener war, eine lebensverändernde Erfahrung und für diese Stunde ein passendes Stück, um diese emotionale Reise zu beenden. Schön, dass Sie in unserer Zugabe dabei waren. Ich bin Fini Hollaus. Wir hören uns nach den Nachrichten wieder in unserem Hitpanorama. Aber jetzt erst einmal Johnny Cash mit Greystone Chapel.
Thank you very much. This next song was written by a man right here in Folsom Prison. And last night was the first time I've ever sung this song. Anyway, this song was written by our friend Glenn Shirley. And hope we do your song justice, Glenn. We're gonna do our best. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free. There's a gray stone chapel here at Folsom, a house of worship in this den of sin. You wouldn't think that God had a place here at Folsom, but he saved the soul of many lost men. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom stands 100 years old, made of granite rock. It takes a ring of keys to move here at Folsom, but the door to the house of God is never locked. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but the Lord has set my soul free. There are men here that don't ever worship. There are men here who scoff at the ones who pray.
But I've got down on my knees in that Greystone chapel, and I thank the Lord for helping me each day. Now this Greystone chapel.
Mittendrin im Radio Salzburg Musiksamstag. Gleich geht's weiter nach den Nachrichten.
Radio Salzburg.
ORF Radio Salzburg, die Nachrichten. Es ist 22 Uhr.
Europaministerin Ed Stadler verlässt die Spitzenpolitik. Flutkatastrophe in Spanien. Frau nach 3 Tagen aus Auto befreit. Im Nachrichtenstudio Arthur Dreinacher. Europa- und Verfassungsministerin Caroline Edtstadler von der ÖVP zieht sich aus der Spitzenpolitik zurück. Die 43-Jährige strebt in der nächsten Regierung kein Ministeramt mehr an. Ein entsprechender Bericht der Kronenzeitung wurde dem ORF bestätigt. Edtstadler werde demnach Ministerin bleiben, bis es eine neue Regierung gibt. Dann werde sie als einfache Nationalratsabgeordnete weitermachen und gleichzeitig eine Anwaltskanzlei in Salzburg aufbauen. Jener Jäger, der im Müllviertel in Oberösterreich 2 Menschen erschossen haben soll, ist tot. Die Leiche des 56-Jährigen ist zum Mittag in einem Waldstück aufgefunden worden. Die Polizei geht von Suizid aus. Eine Obduktion wurde angeordnet. Seit Montag war nach dem Verdächtigen mit hunderten Einsatzkräften gesucht worden. In Spanien wächst nach der verheerenden Flutkatastrophe der Unmut über das Krisenmanagement der Regierung. Ministerpräsident Sanchez schickt nun 10.000 zusätzliche Soldaten und Polizisten ins Katastrophengebiet von Valencia. Es ist der größte Militäreinsatz in Friedenszeiten. Die Zahl der Toten ist auf 211 gestiegen. Eine Frau, die in ihrem Fahrzeug eingeklemmt war, konnte nach 3 Tagen lebend geborgen werden. Viele Menschen werden noch vermisst. Alexandra von Mercy berichtet.
Die spanische Regierung macht zum Ärger der Bevölkerung keine Angaben zu Vermissten. Auch die 10.000 Soldaten und Polizisten kommen zu spät, kritisieren viele. Denn noch immer sind tausende Menschen in Gebäuden und Fahrzeugen eingeschlossen. Die Zahl der Todesopfer könnte also noch steigen. Kritik gibt es auch, weil Spanien Hilfe aus Frankreich und Marokko abgelehnt hat, während es in den Gemeinden Valencias an Wasser und Nahrung fehlt. Tausende freiwillige Helfer sind dort im Einsatz.
Die UNO-Artenschutzkonferenz in Kolumbien ist ohne Einigung bei der Finanzierung zentraler Schutzmaßnahmen zu Ende gegangen. Die Umweltschutzorganisation WWF spricht von einer Blamage. Trotzdem gab es Teilerfolge. Die Interessen indigener Völker sollen gestärkt werden. Außerdem einigte man sich darauf, dass Unternehmen, die Gendaten von Pflanzen und Tieren nutzten, dafür in einen globalen Fonds einzahlen sollen. Einer der U-Bahn-Surfer von Wien ist im